broadcasting from the great state of Texas. News and views with a Lone Star perspective. You can sound off during the show by sending Chad a text at 806-680-2790. That's 806-680-2790. Or call in at 1-800-687-0790. Now, here's Chad Hasty.
Evening, Lubbock, Amarillo, Abilene, Wichita Falls, Midland, Odessa, Dallas, Fort Worth, down in Houston, over in El Paso, and anywhere else, inside or outside the great state of Texas, wherever. You may be listening. Welcome in to the Chad Hasty Show. Glad to have you with us today. As we have a lot to get into, a lot to talk about on the program today. And, of course, we want to hear from you, as always. We hope you had a wonderful weekend. It was a hot weekend across the Lone Star State. And hopefully a good weekend for you. Nice and relaxing. Yeah, hopefully you got to spend time with maybe family and friends or just by yourself, just kind of hanging out. And relaxing and recharging for what will be another interesting week around the world. We've got a lot to talk about here on the program today. Of course, we've got the latest happening in Iran, back and forth between Iran and the United States as to possible talks or no talks about peace. Different ideas being floated around about when the U.S. may strike again. We'll get into that. We've got the latest on the partial shutdown when it comes to DHS funding. The battle continues on that front. We've got some statewide news to talk about. For those of you in the Lubbock area, the Lubbock County Expo Center, it's back in the news. We'll talk about that. And we've got other local headlines as well to get to. A bad weekend in Amarillo as far as shots being fired in Amarillo, as they had to deal with, I think, like three or four different shootings in the Amarillo area just like Saturday into Sunday. Not good. So we'll get into that. A lot of other issues making headlines today that we'll be talking about and getting your thoughts on throughout the next 2 hours. It's always time for you to weigh in when we get on the air. You've heard from everybody else all day long. Now it's your chance, your opportunity to sound off on the issues of the day. How do you do it? It's very, very simple. You can text in at 806-680-2790. That's 806-680-2790. After that, of course, you can always find us on the app chat. Just tap the app, send us a message over your station's app. And, of course, you can also send us voice memos and videos, all kinds of stuff that you can send us over the app chat. We're also on social media at Chad Hasty Radio. You can weigh in on that. And, of course, the old-fashioned way of doing things, it's via the phone, 1-800-687-0790. That's 1-800-687-0790. You can give us a call, sound off on any of the topics, any of the issues, anything you want to talk about. Like I said, we've got the Lubbock County Expo Center to talk about today, the Supreme Court and mail-in ballots. We could talk about that. The latest with Iran, we've got new polling numbers out when it comes to the midterm elections and also those who may or may not be running for president. We can kind of dip into that a little bit as well. So we've got a lot on the table, a lot to talk about. Of course, we want to hear from you as always. And like I said, the first voice you hear from when you dial in today, it's our good buddy, Nick. Nick, how you doing today?
Doing very well. Recuperating.
Yeah.
From the weekend. Had a dog late last week that had some dental dental surgery.
Yeah.
Done. And she, boy, was she out of it. Very loopy. They had to put her to sleep.
Oh, no.
Not permanently.
Yeah.
Just a little bit to get six teeth.
Ouch.
Removed.
Ooh.
It's been nothing but naps and medication.
Yeah.
For the past couple days.
Well, is the dog doing okay?
She's okay.
She's doing better?
She's doing fine.
Yeah.
She's doing great. She's on multiple medications.
That's good.
Pain meds.
Yeah.
And she's just a little gummy.
A little droggy, a little gummy, a little gum.
Yeah. In fact, the day it happened, she got home and visibly confused.
Yeah.
Not quite sure what's going on. I'm sure she felt very strange, having woken up mere hours from anesthesia.
Yes.
As humans often are a little groggy. Boy, she was as well. She was falling all over. She was tripping.
Oh.
She fell into her bed.
Oh, no.
But she's getting better.
Yeah,
she's getting better. So it was a babysit our dog kind of weekend.
That's good.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad she's doing better.
She's okay. She's a trooper.
She's a trooper.
Yeah, she has six less teeth, but she's a trooper.
That's how old of a dog is she?
She's seven.
She's seven. Okay,
yeah, big dog. So
yeah. All right. Well, hopefully she's on the mend.
Yes. Yes, she is. Yeah.
Yeah. That's a good
exactly.
thing.
Exactly. Yeah. Hard for her to eat, but you know.
Yeah. She'll be on some of the soft doggy food for a bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A little expensive. But yeah.
Well, you know. Yeah. It's okay. It's all right.
Anything for the family.
Anything for the dog. And here's the fun part. you're not getting to really transition her. So she may have some.
What does that mean?
Well, when you change dog food, they often say transition the dog slowly. Don't. Because they're little tummies.
Yeah.
They
don't like that.
They're little digestive systems.
You'll know.
Yes. And sometimes they can't just scooch real quick outside. No. It's just...
It's happening.
Yeah.
Right now.
And then one of those nights, you might just hear...
Mm-hmm. Oh, we have.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's happened.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you can't move fast enough. And then they get confused.
And they get scared.
They get scared. They get confused.
They start running around, like, trailing it everywhere. It's just...
Yeah, I'm going to run onto the carpet. Instead of the floor, I'm going to do that.
It's fun how they choose either the carpeted areas or like their little bed or your bed. You know, anything but the hardwood floor.
Yeah, I've never had that where they target the bed.
It is not fun.
It
is not fun.
Yeah, no. My dog, it's just when they've made that sound.
The noticeable sound.
It is a jump up.
Yeah. Where are they?
Scooby-Doo it outside. Let's go. Like, let's run outside as quickly as possible.
Your arm's length away from you as they're.
It's like the old
gagging.
Cartoons where the legs would just in one place.
Yeah.
And be like, wow, look at that. And you're grabbing the dog, and the dog's like, nah, I just want to stay here.
Yeah.
I just want to stay close to you, man.
And it's like 2 in the morning.
Yeah.
And you just, you want to get this over with.
Can I throw you outside? Is that allowed?
Open the window. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, okay. Well, as long as, hopefully the dog.
It's been good. It's been good.
It was a good weekend for us. We didn't do much. It was a hot weekend, and because of me, I just decided, I was like, you know what? We got basketball on all weekend. I'm a March Madness fan. My wife, not as much of a fan, but she was a trooper, and we just kind of watched TV, played with the baby, and it was just a nice little weekend.
Did you you watched Texas Tech dominate the round two? I heard that went well.
It's Texas Tech was there.
They were there.
They
played a little.
They were there. They showed up sort of, and they saw their season come to an end last night. Yeah, that was a brutal loss. But I'm sitting there watching, and I'm like, you know, it could be worse. They could be playing Michigan right now. And I think that may have been even a worse score. So it was one of those where, but the other games were a lot of fun to watch. And so a lot of really good basketball this past weekend on the college front. I also had to take my vehicle in, took it over to Williams Brake Tune and Tire, great friends of the show, had a little oil leak. Had a little oil leak that they had to take care of, and so they're currently monitoring the situation. on that one, goes because it was one of those leaks where we know that something's going on, but it's not one of those visible oil leaks. Like, you got to work your way through the system to go, what's happening here? And so it's a little bit more involved. So there's that. But they're doing a great job, as always, with our vehicles. Like I said, we've got a lot to get into. Your phone calls, your text. Today, by the way, two big national days. Today, you've got National Puppy Day. Today's National Puppy Day. And then also National Chip and Dip Day. So we're gonna ask you this. We're going to go with the dip side of things. What is your favorite dip? We're not going to limit you to chips and dip. Anything that you like to dip. What is your favorite dip? There's a lot of dip. Once you start thinking about it, Nick, there's a lot of choices when it comes to dips out there. What is your favorite dip? You can text in at 806-680-2790. When we come back, your phone calls, your text, your favorite dip when we return.
The Chad Hastie Show can be heard all over West Texas. Weekdays from 5 to 7 p.m. Tune into News Talk 95.1 and 790 KFYO in Lubbock. News Talk 940 in Amarillo. News Talk 94.7 and 1470 KYYW in Abilene. And in Wichita Falls on News Talk 96.3 and 1290. The Chad Hastie Show. Make it a part of your drive home. Weekdays from 5 to 7 p.m.
Pedal to the metal. Greased lightning. Burn rubber. Make tracks. Full gas. Whatever you call it, it's speeding. And a heavy foot can cost you a heavy fine. Or more. Speeding is a factor in more than 150,000 crashes every year in Texas. Many of them fatal. Slow down. Be safe. Drive smart. And take it easy. A message from the Texas Department of Transportation.
Hi, this is Gordon Deal. Tuesday on This Morning, America's First News, shifting messages and developments in the Middle East. Also, why Russia might be smiling as the U.S. and Israel carry out strikes on Iran. Not surprisingly, it has to do with oil. Plus, why not all airports are suffering from TSA staffing shortages and the trend of employers catering to single people. Tuesday on This Morning, America's First News. Weekday mornings at 5 on News Talk 95.1 and 790 KFYO.
The Chad Hastie Show.
TSN headlines. ICE agents being deployed at airports nationwide beginning today, helping TSA at Hobby and Bush Intercontinental in Houston. San Antonio, Austin, Dallas airports for now not expecting ICE agents. Flight attendants unions say using ICE to fill in for TSA is what they describe as a dangerous mistake. That includes the Texas-based Association of Professional Flight Attendants who work for American Airlines. New River Buoys are being deployed in the Rio Grande near Brownsville, intended to help slow illegal crossings from Mexico. And according to the Texas Tribune, they're being installed along a 17-mile stretch that could eventually be expanded to cover 536 miles of the river. The Supreme Court has rejected an appeal from Texas death row inmate Rodney Reed, who was convicted of killing Stacy Stites in Bastrop in 1996. Vice President J.D. Vance headlining fundraisers in Austin today and Dallas tomorrow. With your Texas news headlines, I'm Barbara Schwartz.
If you've ever listened to the radio or watch TV and thought, how do they do that? Then stop by the Texas Broadcast Museum. Located in downtown Kilgore, you'll find something that's both educational and a lot of fun. You can even try your hand at being a TV newscaster or weather person. And if it's been a while since you visited, come on back. We're always finding new treasures. Visit the Texas Broadcast Museum, 416 East Main Street in downtown Kilgore, or look for us on the web at texasbroadcastmuseum.org.
Cars for kids.
An old or unused vehicle you need to get rid of? Donate it to the original carsforkids.org. Towing is free and you'll be helping kids in our communities. CarsForKids.org is the best vehicle donation charity impacting the lives of kids thanks to your vehicle donations. CarsForKids.org picks up vehicles in any condition, and you'll receive a $50 gift card. Don't delay. Donate today.
Robin Southland's weather forecast. The temperatures today did reach the mid-70s. Now tonight's a low temperature around 50 degrees by Tuesday morning. On Tuesday, the temperatures will move 40 degrees up to 90 degrees. Temperatures dropping in the mid-50s by Wednesday morning. And Wednesday afternoon, high temperatures in the middle 90s. Weather is brought to you by Sonic and the American Smashers. I'm meteorologist Ron Arbor. It's a Lubbock official weather station. News.KFYO.
Financial news on KFYO.
I'm Ian Loney with Your Money Now. Some positive comments about a possible deal with Iran sent stocks higher. The Dow Industrials rose 631 points, ending the session at 46,208. NASDAQ added 299 points. S&P 500 gained 74. All three indexes were up at least 1%. Oil prices were lower. West Texas crude down 10% at around $88 a barrel. Now, besides oil, one of the other concerns about the blocked Strait of Hormuz is fertilizer. Components used to make fertilizer come through that body of water. But former NYSE Governor Peter Costa believes other countries can fill in the gaps.
There are other avenues to get those fertilizers. Canada is positioned well. Australia is positioned well. I mean, even the Russians. If President Trump removes more sanctions, you can get a lot of fertilizer material out of Russia as well.
And shares of Palantir were up 6.75% today after a report by Reuters said that the Pentagon will use Palantir's Maven artificial intelligence system for weapons targeting as its core military AI platform. That's Your Money Now.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
ZipRecruiter.
Has anybody told you about Coast to Coast AM tonight?
Coast to Coast is one of those programs that deals with strange mysteries. We'll look at Bigfoot. We'll look at UFOs. We'll look at real science. And we'll also look at conspiracies and what it all means to you, the listeners of Coast to Coast AM.
It's the best in overnight talk radio. Coast to Coast AM.
Coast to Coast AM with George Norrie. Tonight at midnight on KFYO.
Empowering West Texas with news that matters. News Talk 95.1 FM, 790 AM KFYO.
It's the Chad Hastie Show.
Back on the Chad Hastie Show. Thank you for tuning in. You can send in your thoughts on the text line 806-680-2790. You can also give us a call 1-800-687-0790. For those of you in the Lubbock area, headlines here out of the AJ about the Lubbock County Expo Center. The designs move forward despite county judges' concerns. Lubbock County Expo Center moving along, and it's 2.0. Is it 2.0 or is this 3.0? I don't know. After its county leadership gave an initial nod to its preliminary designs, Monday the Lubbock County Commissioner's Court approved several items, but only after County Judge Curtis Parrish tried and failed to set guidelines on the project. item of contention, a resolution that would put in writing the county's intent to lease the Expo Center to the private entity charged with fundraising for the private portion of the $67 million project. For context, through a bond, the county is expected to contribute $40 million to the project, leaving the private entity, the Lubbock County Expo Center Board, to fundraise the rest. And they've had years and years and years to do that. In the resolution, Parrish asked the court to set a deadline of June 22nd, 2026 for the LCEC to finalize its portion of the project funding through an amendment. Quote, it's a three-month time period that we would have for the LCEC to secure their finalized closed loan with an accredited financial institution and operate as an open line of credit and combine the total amount sufficient with to fund the LCEC's cost of venue project. If the LCEC is unable to secure the sufficient funding before this, the resolution becomes null and void. No other commissioners seconded the amendment, so it failed. All commissioners were present at the meeting. Parrish questioned the court after the amendment failed, asking if they were okay with the project being on the same place it's currently at in 2 years. Both commissioners, Carrie Shaw and Jordan Rackler, pushed back, saying they don't think the county will have the same problem as it's had in the past 8 years. Parrish said that's what we said seven, and then he was cut off by Commissioner Dalby, who asked for decorum. Parrish also brought a second amendment that would have that would change the $5 billion of reserves for the project for operational cost. It would should it ever operate in the red, which, by the way, in today's court hearing, they're already saying that they're going to be in the red. They're saying that it's going to be, I think the first year is going to be like a $100,000 loss or whatever it may be. They're hoping to break even, but they said that, you know, these are, and I think it was Randy Jordan who said, you know, these things don't make a lot of money. Yeah, these things aren't cash cows. They don't make, if we can break even, that's great. Let me tell you something, folks. That wasn't what was sold to the public years and years and years and years ago when the public went out and voted for the pretty, pretty picture. By the way, the pretty, pretty picture that everybody voted for in Lubbock County, yeah, it's not that pretty anymore. It's a whole different arena. It's a whole different look now. That pretty, pretty picture that a lot of people went to, like nearly, what was it, nearly 60 or 70% of people went out and voted for? And we warned you. We told you. You're voting for a pretty, pretty picture, and that's it. You're not voting for anything guaranteed. And, you know, I've got to say, I don't understand why the commissioner's court didn't vote for the $10 million reserves. That was the original plan. The original plan, best I understand it, the original plan was that the LCEC would have to raise $10 million and have $10 million in reserves before construction would ever get going. They had to raise the total amount, and then they had to raise $10 million to have it there in reserves. Now, they're not going to have to do that. Now they're saying, no, we're just going to leave $5 million of the money raised from the hotel motel tax. We're going to leave $5 million of that, and that's gonna be okay. That will help us if we ever are operating at a deficit. Under the original agreement that we had with LCEC, it would provide a $10 million operational fund for this venue. Parrish said. Randy Jordan, chairman of the LCEC, pushed back, saying that under the new plan, $5 million would be an adequate reserve amount. The amendment ultimately failed as no other commissioner seconded it. The court also unanimously passed three other items, reaffirming Lee Lewis and the construction manager with Park Hill being the new architects, cutting ties with the old Expo Center architects, MWM, and allowing for the use of the venue tax funds for planning, acquiring, establishing, developing, constructing, renovating, and operating the project. So they're moving forward on this. They haven't. There still is no date where they're going to have to raise all this money. And I still don't know if we have any figures yet of how much money they've actually raised. I don't know if we have any of that. And then you've got the county judge who's sitting there going, no, you guys originally said you were going to have $10 million in reserves. Now you're cutting it back to $5 million in reserves. And Randy Jordan's standing there going, well, you know, as we continue to operate, it'll build back up towards $10 million. Well, unless you have to do something else. Unless you have to jump back into this. You know, I think you've got the other commissioners who, they just want this to be done. They want it to be done and just, you know, let's finish it up and you know, get it out of the, you know, just get this thing built. I think that's, you know, they're ready for it to be built. I don't necessarily disagree with them on that. But I do worry that if you're going to lower the reserves of this project, what does that mean in 10, 20 years? If we do actually have an Expo Center, and that's a big if, but if we do have the Expo Center, and they've got a major project that they have to do, and it cost them a lot of money, what happens if they don't have the money for it? What happens if they, if it's a $10 million project and they only have $7 million in reserves? Then what? I think there's, again, some questions here on this. And maybe when I went back and watched the video, maybe I didn't, you know, completely hear the amendments here. But it just seems like the amendment to require a $10 million reserve, that to me, that sounds like a wise thing. To have a larger reserve. Now, I don't want Lubbock County going and creating a different reserve and just having a bunch of money just sitting there. Especially taxpayer money that's just you know, sitting there and being used as a you know, kind of a slush fund. It's the last thing we need. But I do think that you know, we need to be very careful on this. Nothing has gone right with the Lubbock County Expo Center yet. And I hope it does. I hope that they can get it righted, but so far, nothing has gone right with it. 806-680-2790. That's 806-680-2790. Texture says, Mafia, Queso, and Orlando's top three in Lubbock. That's from Charlie. I would say yes, that's a good dip. That's a good dip. Another texter weighing in on their favorite ones. Spinach artichoke dip, that's a classic. A lot of people like that one. Let's see, another texter. Chad, I make some of the best jalapeno popper dip. Ooh, that sounds pretty good. That sounds pretty good. Rick and Lubbock, Miracle Whip is considered a dressing. My favorite dip is ranch dressing for wings, jalapeno poppers, carrots, etc. Let's see. French onion. Is honey mustard a dip? A texter also says everybody forgot about the quagmire called Vietnam. We're talking about Iran. It sure isn't Afghanistan. 806-680-2790. When we come back, your phone calls, your favorite dips on national, well, it's Chip and Dip Day, but we're just going with the dip. Your favorite dips. What are they? We'll be right back.
The Titan of Texas Talk Radio, The Chad Hastie Show,
talking with newsmakers and about the issues that matter to you. The Chad Hasty Show, weekdays from 5 to 7 p.m. Chad's show is also digital with the Chad Hasty Show podcast. The Chad Hasty Show podcast can be downloaded on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, Spotify, and the Radio On Demand page on KFYO.com. The Chad Hasty Show, all across Texas during your drive home, weekdays from 5 to 7 p.m.
When I'm driving, I look twice for motorcycles.
I look twice because motorcycles are easy to miss.
I look twice just in case a motorcycle's in my blind spot.
I look twice at intersections and before I turn left.
I look twice because I want to know for sure.
I look twice for motorcycles because I don't want to hurt anyone.
Look twice for motorcycles. There's a life riding on it. A message from Texas Department of Transportation.
Ah, the internet. A place where your curiosity can flourish. Unless online threats stop you. The internet is wonderful, but you need to protect yourself online. Protect yourself online with NordVPN. NordVPN encrypts your browsing. Its Threat Protection Pro feature helps you block malware, avoid phishing, and stop digital trackers. Get the best deal at NordVPN.com.
KFYO is your connection to West Texas. Local voices, local issues, and a commitment to our community. We're not just reporting the news, we're a part of it. Streaming online at KFYO.com or on the KFYO app. News Talk 95.1 FM and 790 AM KFYO.
Israel back in the news, Iran back in the news, so many opinions and emotions surrounding it. It's kind of hard to know where to start. And today, with the rise of anti-Semitism around the world, college campuses, halls of Congress, it's more urgent than ever. You know, at a time when Jewish communities are experiencing more hostility, more threats, more violence than ever before. Now, Christians, they have a powerful opportunity to respond with God's love to say, you are not alone. We are honoring the root of our faith, the Judeo-Christian model, and standing against hatred. We support Israel on this program. It's more than a belief. I have my entire career. And by partnering with the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews, you can push back against darkness and the hatred that exists in this world. Learn how you can bless Israel and be blessed in return. Go to ifcj.org today. That's ifcj.org. And you will be a light. Live the word. Answer the call. ifcj.org. Back on the Chad Hasty Show. Texter asking, does hummus count as a dip? Yeah, it counts. Okay, fine. I'll count Miracle Whip, and I'll count all the condiments to you. You want to throw in the condiments? That's fine. We will. We'll bend the rules on that one. Gwen in Lubbock says brisket queso is awesome. Let's see. Lawrence weighing in. Chad, my favorite dip is guacamole. By the way, sell the land on North University's Chick-fil-A for their new distribution center. Well, they've already got a place for their new distribution center. they don't need that other location. They already got a place for the distribution center. 806-680-2790. You can weigh in. Sound off on any of the topics that we've been getting into today. One texter weighing in says, favorite bean dip, creamy white bean dip. Nick is not a fan of that. He's not a fan at all. 806-680-2790. That's 806-680-2790. Supreme Court appearing skeptical of counting mail-in ballots that arrive after Election Day. The Supreme Court heard oral arguments in a case about whether states may count mail-in ballots received after Election Day. Multiple conservatives are skeptical of a Mississippi law enacted during the COVID-19 pandemic that allows ballots to be received up to 5 days late as long as they are postmarked by Election Day. Justices Samuel Alito and Brett Kavanaugh both suggested the Mississippi law could make it easier for fraudulent voters to be cast or for voters to assume fraud occurred when a contest outcome swings days after an election once the late arriving ballots are counted. 14 states and Washington, D.C. allow regular mail ballots to be accepted after Election Day, including presidential battleground Nevada. Most of the nation's battleground states, including Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin, require ballots to be received by Election Day. I would say that they need to be in on Election Day. So, you know, some of this comes down to personal responsibility. And if you know that you've got a vote by mail, you're in a position where you're going to vote by mail. By the way, I'd be fine with getting rid of all mail-in ballots anyway. I'd be fine getting rid of that and vote. You got to vote in person. I'd be just fine with doing that. But if you're going to have mail-in ballots, I think they need to be there on Election Day. I think that's when it's incumbent on you, the voter. You got to take time. Even if you're voting a week early, guess what? Get it done. We shouldn't have to wait on people to know who won an election. We shouldn't have to wait days afterwards because there might be a ballot somewhere out there. Take some responsibility, vote, and send it in. If that means you vote a week early or 2 weeks early, then so be it. And if you don't like that, then either you don't vote or you go and you fly in to go and vote in person. It's really not that hard. It's not that hard of a concept. If most states can handle it, if most states can get it done, then you can too. You know, these ideas that we came up with during COVID, most of them were really stupid. Most of them were really dumb. And that includes a lot of these election things that we changed just because of COVID. Oh, we don't want people getting out. What if someone takes a really long time to vote? Well, then their vote may not get counted. Their vote may not be counted. If you can't get it in on time, and that's why, again, I think we should have, I would love to see it, just one day. You have Election Day. That's it. You have Election Day to get your vote in, and that's it. Everyone has the same amount of information. You go and you vote. Not this. Well, as long as it's postmarked by this day, then you're fine. When we come back, your phone calls, your text messages, much more to get to when we return.
Chad Hasty Show, a presentation of Texas Town Square Media Network. The views and opinions expressed during the Chad Hasty Show are not necessarily the views of this station's staff, management, advertisers, or Town Square Media.
You can catch the absolute latest on all that's happening with President Trump in the White House on the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show, weekdays at 11 on the News and Talk of West Texas. News Talk 95.1 and 790 KFYO.
Eat, drink, smoke with Tony Katz.
We're in the cigar buying business.
Yes, and I think we should continue to be in the cigar buying business.
That's not going to stop me from putting out a cigar. But I'm just talking about as a site, as like a. I don't think I'm in the cigar selling business.
Unless that site, I got a great name for it, eBay.
Katz, you're an idiot.
Eat, drink, smoke with Tony Katz, Saturday evenings at 5 on KFYO.
Take KFYO wherever you go with the KFYO app. News Talk 95.1 and 790 KFYO Lubbock.
It's 6 o'clock in Texas. 5-day pause. I'm Lee Silicera, Fox News. President Trump says the U.S. will hold off on strikes against Iran at what he called productive talks between his administration and Iranian officials.
Senior Iranian officials deny that. The Speaker of Iran's parliament posted, quote, "No negotiations have been held with the U.S. and fake news is used to manipulate the financial and oil markets and escape the quagmire in which the U.S. and Israel are trapped." Confronted with Iran's claims, the president contended the sides are talking.
They're going to have to get themselves better public relations people.
Iranian leadership is in chaos from U.S. and Israeli assassination strikes. Axios reports Egypt, Pakistan, and Turkey passed messages between envoys Steve Witkoff and Jared Kushner and Speaker Mohammed Bagher Ghalibaf.
Fox's Rich Edson at the White House. Israel has launched new attacks on Tehran, saying it's targeting infrastructure while it continues to battle Iranian-backed Hezbollah in Lebanon, which has fired hundreds of rockets into Israel. The National Transportation Safety Board investigating after an Air Canada jet crashed into a fire truck on a runway at New York's LaGuardia Airport last night. The cockpit was ripped from the plane, killing both pilots.
I just want to let America know that we are working our hearts off to make sure that when people travel, whether by rail or car or by air, that they travel safely.
Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy, more than 40 passengers were injured. The airports reopened, but with massive delays. ICE agents now assisting TSA agents with long lines at many major airports as the fight over Homeland Security funding drags on.
We have seen ICE agents here in Atlanta today helping out with line management and crowd control. And we know they're at several other major airports in places like Houston, New York, Philadelphia, and Chicago, according to Border Czar Tom Homan.
Fox's Madison Scarpino. Eric is listening to Fox News.
Local events, newsmakers, and information. It's Sunrise LBK on KFYO.
Coming up Tuesday, Sunrise LBK.
We'll have an update on the Expo Center. The Commissioner's Court was meeting on it, and we'll find out what the results are.
Something may be moving there.
Crawling slowly.
And Carol Isaacs, Coldwell Banker Real Estate, will be here talking real estate facets that you need to know about. It's all coming up on Sunrise LBK on Tuesday morning with Tom Collins and Matt Crow on KFYO.
Weather forecast. The temperatures today did reach the mid-70s. Now tonight's low temperature around 50 degrees by Tuesday morning. On Tuesday, the temperatures will move 40 degrees up to 90 degrees. Temperatures dropping in the mid-50s by Wednesday morning. And Wednesday afternoon, high temperatures in the middle 90s. Weather is brought to you by Sonic and the American Smashers. I'm meteorologist Bon Arbor. It's a Lubbock's official weather station. News Talk KFYO.
Broadcasting from the great state of Texas, news and views with a Lone Star perspective. You can sound off during the show by sending Chad a text at 806-680-2790. That's 806-680-2790. Or call in at 1-800-687-0790. Now, here's Chad Hasty.
Welcome back to the Chad Hasty Show, final hour of the program, where we will be talking about a story, a guy who had his arms amputated, his legs amputated, and he was able to shoot somebody. We'll talk about that in a little bit. That's just one of the more interesting stories that's out there today. We'll get into that. Other news of the day. Also, your favorite dips today on the National Chip and Tip Day. Your favorite dips that are out there. One texter says, no, Chad, ketchup, mustard, and mayonnaise, a.k.a. Miracle Whip, are not dips. They're condiments. Also, yes, mail-in ballots have to be counted by election day to be counted, or they don't count. Period. Everybody knows how to do how to follow the rules like everything else. We have rules and deadlines. Like, I can't listen to the Chad Hastie show live at 7:15 tonight. That's true. But you can listen on the podcast. We bend the rules that way. You can listen on the podcast. Let's see. If we're trying to reduce the possibility, this is another texture. If we're trying to reduce the possibility of fraud, then ceasing the ability of new ballots to arrive before the count is done is very useful, allowing mail-in ballots to keep coming in for days after the counting has begun, encouraging fraud. No votes should be counted until polls have closed, and mail-in ballots should not even be opened unless there are more mail-in ballots in the margin of victory once a person once a person's votes have been tallied. I don't necessarily agree with that. I'm okay with the votes being counted if they arrived on or before Election Day. I'm okay with that. If we're going to allow voting in that way, I don't think we should necessarily. But if we're going to allow mail-in voting, then you have to go with every vote counts. If you're going to give an option for it, then I think that you have to count those ballots. Let's see. Eric says, call me crazy, Chad. Will we ever have a fraud-free election if Democrats are involved? And the answer to that is, who knows? You know, I love how you have the national news media in their cohorts of the Democrat Party. They'll go out and say that there's never any fraud. There's not a fraud. There's not big numbers of fraud. There's not a lot of abuse. Well, there's not a huge list of fraudsters who are out there. What about some of these elections? You had the race in Texas 19 to get into the runoff election was decided by fewer than 200 votes for second place. The Abraham Enriquez got a little more than 200 votes between him and Matt Smith, who came in third place. That race was separated by less than 200 votes. Now, if you were to go to, I'm not saying there was any fraud in that election. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying there's any fraud whatsoever. But what if 200 ballots came back as fraud? It's pretty big. It's not massive. It's massive, but to somebody in New York City, that may not be massive. It may not be thousands of votes, but a couple hundred votes. What about some of these elections where the election is decided in 30 votes? First and second place are decided by 30-something votes. What about some areas where first and second place is 2 votes? We've seen that before. We've seen plenty of times where an election comes down to, seriously, a handful of voters. So any fraud, any type of fraud that's out there, any possibility of fraud is a big deal. If you believe elections are a big deal, if you believe free and fair elections are a big deal, if you believe free and fair elections are part of the foundation of this nation. And I think that's by and large why you see most people, Republicans, Democrats, independents, who are okay showing an ID to go and vote. They don't have a problem with that. You have to show an ID to do almost anything in this country. You have to show an ID in order to buy some cough medicine. You got to show an ID and able to do that. You want to return something at a big box store. Sometimes they ask for your ID when you're returning something to a big box store. So to go and vote, that doesn't surprise many people that you should need to show an ID. But the Democrats, they want to make it. They want to make it sound as though it's painful and that it's a poll tax and that it's all very tough on minority communities. Minority communities in particular can't handle showing an ID, which is it's just a bunch of crap. 806-680-2790. That's 806-680-2790. You can send in your thoughts. Let's see. Favorite dips, honey mustard, salsa, or any cheese dip? Any cheese dip. 806-680-2790. You can get your favorite dips. Yeah, you can get that on the text line. Let's see. Some other stories out there this evening that we need to definitely need to check in on. Here we go. Most Americans believe the Iran war is going poorly. This side of the hill today. Most Americans think the Iran war is going poorly. According to CBS News, most Americans believe the current conflict not going well. CBS News YouGov poll, 57% of respondents said they believe the conflict is either ending up somewhat badly or very badly for their country, while 43% said the conflict is turning out very well or somewhat well. Today, president said he's not been in communication with Iran's supreme leader. Quote, we're dealing with a man who I believe is the most respected and the leader, Trump told reporters in Palm Beach. We have not heard from the son. Earlier in the day, Trump said U.S. strikes on Iranian energy infrastructure would stop for a five-day period following the very good and productive talks with Iranian leaders. In the CBS YouGov poll, 60% were against the American conflict with Iran, while 40% are for it. The CBS YouGov poll took place from March 17th to the 20th and featured about 3,300 people with a margin of error of 2%. Again, you know, what do you, if you're someone out there who thinks that we are in a bad situation with the Iran war, I'd love to hear from you and get your perspective as to why you think we're in a bad situation right now. You know, what is it that you've heard, that you've seen? Are you just generally opposed to foreign conflict? What is it that makes you think this is going poorly? Especially when you compare it to maybe Afghanistan. You compare it to Iraq. You compare it to some of the other wars or interventions that the U.S. has gotten itself into. What do you believe that about Iran and about the war in Iran right now is making it go in a bad way? 806-680-2790. Would love to hear from anyone out there who just thinks things are going bad right now in Iran. Would love to get your thoughts on that, your opinion when we come back. Your phone calls, your text, and more. Do the hustle. Do the hustle.
The Chad Hastie Show can be heard all over West Texas. Weekdays from 5 to 7 p.m. Tune in to News Talk 95.1 and 790 KFYO in Lubbock. News Talk 940 in Amarillo. News Talk 94.7 and 1470 KYYW in Abilene. And in Wichita Falls on News Talk 96.3 and 1290. The Chad Hastie Show. Make it a part of your drive home. Weekdays from 5 to 7 p.m.
How serious is youth vaping? Irreversible lung damage serious, 1 in 10 kids vape serious, which warrants a serious conversation from a serious parental figure like yourself. Not the seriously know-it-all sports dad or the seriously smart podcaster. It requires a serious conversation that is best had by you. No, seriously, the best person to talk to your child about vaping is you. To start the conversation, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Hi, this is Gordon Deal. Tuesday on This Morning, America's First News, shifting messages and developments in the Middle East. Also, why Russia might be smiling as the U.S. and Israel carry out strikes on Iran. Not surprisingly, it has to do with oil. Plus, why not all airports are suffering from TSA staffing shortages and the trend of employers catering to single people. Tuesday on This Morning, America's First News. Weekday mornings at 5 on News Talk 95.1 and 790 KFYO.
Cutting through the clutter in a world of endless headlines? We get it, and we're here for you. News Talk 95.1 FM, 790 AM KFYO.
Chad HT Show. Thank you very much for tuning in today. You can send in your thoughts on the text line, 806-680-2790. That's 806-680-2790. You can send in your thoughts and sound off on any of the issues of the day. Let's see, on the text line, Chad, I've been seeing some of these videos during last week, spring break hotspots of mobs of youth, college age maybe, some high school that are just ransacking blue cities. Have you seen any of these videos? What are your thoughts? Yeah, I've seen them. You had some issues, I think, at the Houston Rodeo. That you had issues in Florida, on Daytona Beach, which they've been having problems in some of these areas with the youth, quote unquote, the youth. I also saw a video today, and I don't know where it's out of, but it's floating around on X. Let's see if I can bring it up real quick. Just a kind of a good way to describe it. I know I retweeted it and put it out for people. This, yeah, here we go. It's a 20-year-old girl, a Kentucky woman, was arrested after allegedly driving her car through a group of people who appeared to surround her vehicle. 20-year-old Cadence Carpenter is accused of driving through the group of people while intoxicated. Surveillance video obtained by WKYT shows a crowd of people surrounding the Tesla as the driver goes into reverse. The vehicle then accelerates forward while turning onto Short Street, running over a few pedestrians while others run away. Four people were reportedly injured. Carpenter was charged with four counts of second-degree assault, first-degree of wanton endangerment, DUI, reckless driving, and licensee allowing a person under the age of 21 on premises where alcohol is sold. Now, what they don't explain in the story is that this 20-year-old girl, and look, I get, she, you know, she was drunk. She shouldn't have been driving. It looks like in the video, you've got this young girl who is being harassed by a group of people. It's a large group of people. She gets into her car, and Nick, they start kicking her car. One person jumps on the hood of a car. Now, we have seen videos before of, oh, how do I put this? I'll put it in two different ways. Young women, and in particular, young white women, who get beaten up by mobs of people. Some who have died after getting beat up by either other women or by a combination of men and women who just decide to beat on somebody because they want to beat on somebody. And I'll just leave it at that. If this is your 20-year-old daughter, what do you advise her to do? Her car is surrounded by people who appear as though want to assault her. The car is surrounded. She can't go either way. She can't go backwards without possibly running over some people. She can't go forward without running over some people. Nobody died, by the way. You know, she wasn't going 95 miles an hour through the city street. She was leaving a parking lot. She was in a parking space and surrounded by a mob of people kicking and beating the car. I would say this, and again, I'm not a cop, nor am I an attorney. But I would advise anyone to get the hell out of that situation as quickly as possible. And if people are surrounding your vehicle and attacking your vehicle, I would just say your life is at risk. And yeah, you shouldn't be drunk. You shouldn't be drunk driving. I'll say that's true. You shouldn't be drunk driving. But if your vehicle is surrounded by an angry mob, a bunch of thugs who are jumping on your vehicle, kicking your vehicle. By the way, the story doesn't even say this. You have to watch the video. You have to watch the video of these people attacking this vehicle. And why were they attacking? Who knows? Is it because she's the only white female in the area? Maybe. Is it because it was a nice vehicle? Maybe. Who knows? But I would advise people, especially a female, to get the hell out of that situation as quickly as possible. And if you're dumb enough to surround a vehicle and kick the vehicle as they're moving forward, then, well, guess what? Things happen. So, again, she's probably going to do some jail time. But I would anticipate that I would guess that there would be a jury who would go, you know what? Her life was in danger. We have seen a lot of news stories, sadly, where there are just some of these mobs that they don't care. They don't care about human life. They just want to assault people and ruin lives. And again, if your car is being surrounded, yeah, I absolutely say you're in a dangerous situation. You've got to get out of that situation. There's another video that's gone around that's showed. They're on some highway, and a car just completely comes to a stop. They're trying to carjack a vehicle behind them, and the driver just keeps on going. Hits one of the guys who's trying to carjack him. I love it. It's fantastic. Again, don't put yourself in that situation. If you can get out of that situation, get out of it as quickly as possible. 806-680-2790. That's 806-680-2790. But yeah, to the texter who was asking if I've seen some of those videos, I absolutely have. And I would tell folks, don't just, when it comes to spring break in some of these places, don't go there. You're putting loved ones in a bad situation, and I wouldn't do it. I would not go. When we come back, your phone calls, your text, and more.
Call in to the Chad Hasty Show at 1-800-687-0790. The Chad Hasty Show, broadcasting on the Texas Town Square Media Network.
Nick, this is your phone here in the passenger seat. Look at me.
No, I'm driving.
You got a text. It says, "Yo, dude, your friends are fascinating. Let's text them back."
It can wait.
Sports app. Oh, you gotta see this play.
Later.
Hey, you got invited to a party. We need a RSVP now.
Phone, silence yourself.
Before you get behind the wheel, silence your phone. Talk, text, crash. A message from TxDOT.
There's danger out there. It lurks on highways and quiet neighborhood streets. It's more likely to kill you than a shark and more terrifying than the biggest snake. Distracted driving claims lives every day. Every notification, swipe, social post, video, or selfie while driving risks your life. So while you might think public speaking or the zombie apocalypse is scary, what's really terrifying and even deadly is distracted driving. Eyes forward. Don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
This
TSN headlines. ICE agents have been sent to Houston's Bush Intercontinental and Hobby airports to help out TSA. The United States Supreme Court rejects an appeal from Texas death row inmate Rodney Reed. His lawyers want new DNA tests on evidence in the case. Prosecutors have argued that state law and DNA testing does not apply to items that may have been contaminated. Vice President Vance headlined fundraisers today in Austin and Dallas tomorrow. The vice president then goes to Tennessee for a fundraiser in Nashville. Texas House Democratic Campaign Committee issued a statement welcoming Vance to a state where gas prices have climbed ever since Operation Epic Judy began in Iran. The fundraisers reportedly $250,000 a plate. The city of Forney had to close the city park over the weekend because of teenagers involved in criminal activity. Rainbow crosswalks become a trademark in Dallas Oaklawn neighborhood, and they're becoming a thing of the past. The city has started removing the paint from the street. With your Texas news headlines, I'm Barbara Schwartz.
Looking for the right machine to get the job done? Asco and Case Construction is backed by decades of experience and a full lineup of equipment, from light to heavy. Right now, our compact track loaders and excavators are moving fast, and with Asco, you get the support and expertise to keep your operation running. Don't settle for less. Get the machines that get the work done. Visit your local Asco dealership today or visit ascoeq.com and see the full equipment lineup for yourself. Asco and Case Construction. Built to work, built to last.
I was going to pay the IRS eventually, but we had to have enough to live on. Now the IRS threatens my paycheck and my bank accounts. These are things we commonly hear from our clients. Hi, I'm Dallas tax attorney Jamie Flores at the law offices of Namath and Flores, formerly known as the law offices of Nick Namath. If you're facing IRS wage levies, bank levies, tax liens, or unfiled returns, call the Texas tax attorneys at 972-484-0829 or visit myirsteam.com with offices in Dallas, Fort Worth, and Frisco.
Southland's weather forecast. The temperatures today did reach the mid-70s. Now tonight's the low temperature around 50 degrees by Tuesday morning. On Tuesday, the temperatures will move 40 degrees up to 90 degrees. Temperatures dropping in the mid-50s by Wednesday morning. And Wednesday afternoon, high temperatures in the middle 90s. Weather is brought to you by Sonic and the American Smashers. And meteorologist Von Arp, it's the Lubbock official weather station news. KFYO.
Has anybody told you about Coast to Coast AM tonight?
Coast to Coast is one of those programs that deals with strange mysteries. We'll look at Bigfoot. We'll look at UFOs. We'll look at real science. And we'll also look at conspiracies and what it all means to you, the listeners of Coast to Coast AM.
It's the best in overnight talk radio. Coast to Coast AM.
Coast to Coast AM with George Norrie. Tonight at midnight on KFYO.
Saving you money, I'm Hillary Barsky. Need to pay off student loan debt, start saving for a big ticket item, or build funds for the future? Well, getting a side hustle is one of the best ways to reach your goal. Some jobs that can create some good extra dough include lawn care professional. You could possibly sign up as a vendor with GreenPal, a lawn care service and app which is sort of like Uber for mowing lawns. Or become a TaskRabbit and earn extra money by completing everyday earns and tasks for people in your area. Or how about trying your hand as a bookkeeper? This side gig typically pays about $30 an hour, according to FlexJobs. Or you could become an online instructor and share your knowledge with the world remotely and on your own schedule. And attention fashionistas, if you have an eye for current trends, you might be able to find a side gig as a fashion consultant for high-end shoppers. These are just a handful of side jobs, and there are many more where you can create your own schedule and snap up some additional cash. Saving you money, Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
The news and talk of West Texas. News Talk 95.1 and 790 KFYO.
Don't forget about Chad. Find Chad on social media at Chad Hasty Radio on X and Instagram. It's the Chad Hasty Show.
The Chad Hasty Show. Thank you very much for tuning in today. You can send in your thoughts on the text line 806-680-2790. That's 806-680-2790. Hey, by the way, did you know that over the weekend, I think it was yesterday, it was a big birthday for Mr. William Shatner. Did you know that, Nick? 95 years old. 95. William Shatner. And he posted a nice little picture of himself smoking a cigar. It said 95, still smoking. How about that? William Shatner. 95 years old. Let's see. McDonald's, they're testing a humanoid robot. to work on the front line. McDonald's in the Chinese megacity of Shanghai is testing humanoid robots in roles to usually preserve for human workers and other types of robots also let loose inside the restaurant to meet and greet and entertain diners. Truth be told, the robots don't look that advanced, but a video showing them in action does hint at a future where bots and other machines handle routine tasks at food fast food operations, from welcoming customers and taking orders to delivering food while cleaning the floor. The McDonald's trial using robots supplied by the Chinese firm Kinan Robotics comes at a time of economic times in China, where businesses in some sectors struggling to even hire, as millions of young people face difficulty finding work. Well, they're being replaced by robots. Yeah, I think you'll see that eventually here in the U.S. That's going to spread. You know, you walk up to a robot. I don't know. Some people may prefer the just going up to the tablet. So I was at last week, I guess. I was meeting a friend of mine. Nick, have you been to Portillo's here in Lubbock yet? So you walk into Portillo's, okay, which is a great place. You walk in, and they've got about five or six ordering bays that you can go to. It's like a giant iPad that you can go up to, or you can go up to the desk where they have one worker. Okay. And you go up to the ordering bay and you type in what you want. You go through their menu. You can edit it right there. You're doing everything right there at the touch of your fingertips. And then you hit enter and it said you pay for it all right there. And it sends it to the next person in line. You know, you go and you get your drink if you want your drink, and then you go to your table, you sit there, and then your neighbor your number comes up, and you go and you pick up your food and you take it back to the table. I mean, you're cutting down. You don't have a waitress. You don't have a waiter. You could really get rid of even the very helpful person who is there at the one cashier. I'm sure they have more than one cashier when it's a very busy time. We went for a late lunch. But what did most people do when they walked inside? I got there a little bit early, and I was kind of watching people, and you would have maybe one out of every five people would go up to the where the worker was. Everybody else went immediately to the iPad to place an order, have it made their way, right? And then they went and sat down, and it was nice and easy. That's what we're looking at. And again, remember, for so many people, young people, how many young people out there had first jobs working in fast food? That's where you learned some of that human interaction that a lot of young people are not very good at today. You had to do a little bit of math at times. Now it tells you, but you still got to go through the register at times and give money back to people. You used to have to do that. You had to do some math back in the day. You would you'd have to learn customer service. And now all that's going to go away. All of that is starting to go bye-bye. And it's because for the restaurant, okay, I'm going to invest in technology. That technology, they never need a day off. It breaks sometimes, but that's okay. We can get someone to fix that technology. I don't have to train technology. I don't have to do any of that. And then it makes it easy on everyone. And then eventually you get it to where people just, that's what they get used to. They get used to just going in, ordering on the tablet. Is there any need for human interaction? Not really. So, yeah, I could see where, you know, walk into some of these places in the future. And maybe you have the little robot who greets you. The little robot that's going to seat you at a table just so you feel welcome. And then they scoot on back to the front. 806-680-2790. You can send in your thoughts. Yeah, the McDonald's robot in Shanghai right now, but it'll spread. It'll roll out to more places. You see I've seen the videos of the ice cream robot where they can go through and they make your ice cream for you, like a little ice cream cone. It's also somewhere in China. And then a little flap opens and here you go, here's your ice cream. And it's like a little robot handing the kid an ice cream. Kid goes crazy. Thinks it's cool. Used to be somebody doing that job. Used to be somebody you had to pay to do that job. Not anymore. 806-680-2790. When we come back, we'll begin to wrap things up. Take your phone calls, your text, and more.
The Titan of Texas Talk Radio, The Chad Hasty Show.
Talking with newsmakers and about the issues that matter to you. The Chad Hasty Show, weekdays from 5 to 7 p.m. Chad's show is also digital with The Chad Hasty Show podcast. The Chad Hasty Show podcast can be downloaded on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, Spotify, and the Radio On Demand page on KFYO.com. The Chad Hastie Show, all across Texas during your drive home, weekdays from 5 to 7 p.m.
When you see a car that's been in a bad crash, it's no accident. When it backs traffic up for miles, no accident. And if there's a fatality involved, somebody died. That's no accident either. A lot of the time, it was speeding. And it's no accident that speeding is a factor in more than 150,000 crashes every year in Texas, many of them fatal. So slow down, be safe, drive smart. A message from TxDOT.
From the heart of the Hub City to the wide open skies of West Texas, KFYO keeps you connected to the stories, the voices, and the conversations that matter most. This is the news and talk of West Texas. News Talk 95.1 FM and 790 AM KFYO.
Are you worried about your taxes? Okay, so I'm talking to those of you out there that have not filed in a few years with the IRS or state. It's time to get worried, and here's why. The IRS is getting back from their own COVID lockdown, and they're hiring more enforcers, and they're going to come after people that owe taxes. So if you're a 1099 worker, and maybe you just plain forgot to file your taxes, you need to call the professionals right now at the Tax Helpline. They are experts at knowing the tax regulations, and their goal is to help you pay as little as possible. Call right now and get a 100% free tax evaluation. Remember, before the IRS knocks on your door, knock on our door. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, make this free call right now.
Call Taxes 321 now at 800-808-9443. 800-808-9443. That's 800-808-9443.
You know, as a consumer, you carry the success or the failure of businesses in the palm of your hand. Now, their success depends on your decision to spend money with them or with their competitor. Well, my friends at Pure Talk, they would like to say thank you from the bottom of their hearts for choosing Pure Talk for your wireless needs like I do. And because of you, they had a record-breaking year. And because of your generosity through their Roundup for Charity program, they have now been able to donate over $500,000 to America's Warrior Partnership that stands on the front lines in helping to prevent veteran suicide. And your patronage has allowed Pure Talk to donate 1,000 hand-sewn Made in America flags for your fellow veterans. And when you choose Pure Talk as your wireless provider, you choose to support American jobs. And with the money that the big wireless guys throw around on advertising, you are inundated with offers everywhere you look. So for everyone in the Pure Talk family, thank you for your trust. And God bless America.
Have you seen her? So bad and pretty. All right, back on the Chad Hastie Show. Thank you very much for tuning in today. You can send in your thoughts on the text line at 806-680-2790. That's 806-680-2790. The question is, what are you going to do when AI takes your seat? It's a problem. When there's nothing for kids to do, what exactly is anyone going to do when robots and AI take over fully? You know, and that's the, there are some, look, if you believe Elon Musk, no one will ever have to work again. We're magically going to get paid somehow, and we're going to be rich and have all the money in the world, and we don't have to worry about anything, and we won't have to worry about any of that stuff. According to Elon, I don't buy that. Look, there are obviously some jobs that AI can do and take over, but I think there's still a lot of jobs that AI cannot do and cannot take over. It's going to be fascinating. It's going to be something that is going to be altering for a lot of different jobs in the United States. I think there are still going to be some businesses out there that want that real human connection. That's something that in talk radio, people enjoy that with talk radio. They enjoy that real human interaction. Sometimes in music radio, they care, they don't care. But in talk radio, they do care about having that real human interaction. I can tell you, the AI journalism that's out there, the AI articles that are written, you can tell, right? You can usually tell because there's just, it gets just enough wrong. A lot like our, I guess, real human journalists out there. I don't think that you're going to have journalism being taken over completely by AI. I don't see that happening. I can see it for some of the clickbait BS that, is out there. But, on some of this other stuff, I don't think you're going to completely see that. And again, I think it's going to come down to some corporations, some businesses are going to prefer that human touch. If I were a restaurateur, Nick, what do you think? If you owned a restaurant and you could save money by going all AI or as much AI as possible and people clicking on tablets versus having humans, really run in the joint and you get that human interaction completely, like which would you prefer? Which would you rather own?
Yeah, I think it depends on the restaurant.
Yeah.
If it's fast food.
Let's go higher end restaurant.
Okay, then I would prefer, to me, the higher the quality of the restaurant,
yeah,
the higher scale,
yeah,
the more you would want human
right
interaction.
Yeah. So if it's a fast food place,
Me
iPads, give me whatever.
You just want the food.
Yes.
You're not there to enjoy a pleasant evening.
No.
You're just there, give me your food, it's 2 a.m, I just want my burger, and then you get home.
Yeah.
I don't care if I talk to a robot or a human. But yeah, if you're, fine dining, it's a nice, going out.
You're going out for your anniversary,
exactly.
You're going out for an experience.
You don't want a hologram or a robot, or you don't want to bring a date to a nice restaurant, and then you type in your order on an iPad when you were ordering, and it's just it's that experience, the quality that that you want. So it varies.
So I think you're gonna see that. I think you're gonna see some variation in it, where you're gonna have some places that go, let's have as much technology as possible, and then some others that go, no, I don't think so. It's going to. It's going to be a little bit different depending on the business and depending on the ownership of that place. They're going to be, I can guarantee you, there'll be some fine dining restaurants that go, well, let's try it. Let's try and see how it goes. And I think you're going to get pushback from some out there who go, okay, I'm paying for an experience. I want a real experience. I want a real human experience now. And that better, and what that does really, that brings about even some better competition, because if you're a bad waiter or waitress and you cannot provide good service at one of these nice restaurants, you're done. You're out. You're out as quick as possible, because they'll find somebody to replace you. They'll find somebody. How about this? We've got baseball season is coming up. And Nick knows that he's a big baseball fan. You've got baseball season coming up. How about this they've released just for the Dodgers? Of course, this is L.A. It's the Dodgers, so everything is expensive. But how about this? A family of four attending a game at Dodger Stadium today, in which you get the cheapest tickets available. You had to pay for parking. Everyone gets a hot dog. Okay? Everyone gets a hot dog. One beer per adult and one soda per adult. You're going cheap. at Dodger Stadium on this one. Nick, any guess how much you're paying for a family of four? Cheapest tickets.
Yeah.
Cheap parking. You're not parking right up at the stadium.
Right.
And then one hot dog.
One hot dog, two beers, two sodas.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm always bad at these. I'm going to say $1,200.
$1,200. That's a bit much. That's even a bit.
I told you I was a bit. Because I'm thinking if it's $200, okay, that's still a little much.
Yeah, $413.
Right. That's it?
Yeah, 400.
Oh, I thought it was at a minimum 250 each person.
No, no, $413.
Okay, that's not bad.
Yeah.
I'll go. I'll go right now.
It's a pricey hot dog, man. That's a pricey hot dog. And that's like the bear hot dog. You're not, you know. But I'll tell you, there's something about a hot dog at a ball game. Oh, you're right there in the stands. You open up that hot dog. Oh, so good. Enjoy the rest of your evening. Stay safe. Stay healthy. God bless you all. We'll see you back here tomorrow at 5 p.m.
The Chad Hastie Show, a presentation of Texas Town Square Media Network. The views and opinions expressed during the Chad Hastie Show are not necessarily the views of this station's staff, management, advertisers, or Town Square Media.